Welcome back, Prince of Wales. Glad you're joining us here live on KRBD out of Ketchikan, where we got game. Your Craig Lady Panthers getting ready to take on, my bad earlier, it's the Petersburg Vikings. I was saying Haynes, it's Petersburg. And Lady Panthers are getting ready to start up their regional run here. Region 5, 3A, high school basketball championship. And this is the Panthers' first game. The boys just finished up defeating, falling to the Metlakatla Chieftains. So the boys are going to play not till Friday at 9:45 a.m. The boys will take on the loser of a game later today. And that's going to be, that game is tomorrow. So boys lose into their first outing here at the regional tournament. Girls are up now, though, and coming in strong. Craig Girls going to face the Petersburg Vikings today. We had an earlier girls game, the first girls game of the tournament here, Haynes and Wrangell. And Haynes defeated Wrangell, Lady Wolves. And so Haynes advancing to tomorrow's game against Sitka, the number one ladies' seed team here at the tournament. And winner of this game here between Craig and Petersburg will play tomorrow at 11:15. And the loser of this game will play tomorrow at 8 a.m. So Lady Panthers here ready to fire up and start their run for the one of the two top seats here. Two top teams out of this regional tournament here in Southeast get to go to Anchorage to state in 2 weeks and trying to repeat what the Lady Panthers did last year and advancing on to the state tournament. So been a real strong, good season for our Lady Panthers. Couple tournaments under their belt, lots of wins under their belt. And we're getting underway with introductions here with the Petersburg Vikings. Number 11, Struley, one of the starting five for the Vikings. Coach James talking to her before the start. Says she's thinks she's more nervous than the girls are. And here's number 14, Johnson, for the Panthers. Taking turns here. Number 13, Weller, starter for the Vikings. And number 3, Katie Denon, for the Panthers. For the Petersburg Vikings, number 24, Phillips. And number 11, Maggie Denon for the Panthers. Number 21 for the Vikings, Luzak. And number 22, Kolakowski for the Panthers. Number 35, Kernvik, one of the starters, final of the starting five for the Vikings. And, of course, our very own number 42, Melissa Castle. I want to say hello and wish you were here, Grandma Mary Castle. Just down the road from us. Wish you were here joining us. We know you are watching and listening and wishing you all the best here at K-High. And those are the introductions as the teams huddle up on the sidelines and we get ready for action here. I want to thank you for joining us from Prince of Wales and online also at www.khighbasketball.com where you can listen to our live feed from KRBD and watch online streaming of the Panther basketball game here. starting five for Petersburg Vikings. On the floor in black with blue and white trim, Vikings going to be going left to right first half. And our Lady Panthers taking the floor in white with green trim, going right to left. Center court, Kolakowski going to do the honors for the jump ball for the Panthers. Kernvik about head taller, and the tip goes to the Petersburg Vikings over to the far side. Number 11, Struli. Struli goes down low to the far side. Long three ball shot, no good off the back of the rim. Tipped out of bounds, almost saved by Vikings. It's out of bounds. It's going to be Panther ball as we start heading back the other way. Castle inbounds, no pressure in the backcourt. A 2-3 defense set up with Kernvik in the middle underneath defending. Big girl, 6-footer, 5'10", 6-footer as we go low to Denon. And Katie kicks it up to Janita Johnson over to Maggie on the far side to Castle. Comes back up top just inside the three-ball line. Long shot, banks it off the glass, in for two. Melissa Castle breaks the ice for the Panthers here. 2-0. And a steal underneath the basket. Denon shot. Maggie puts a layup in. No good. Johnson almost takes that one away. And we're going to get a foul called as aggressive start. That's on Janita Johnson. And the Panthers, first foul for her. 2-0, Panthers on top. Full court press on in the backcourt by the Panthers as the Petersburg Viking ties her up underneath. Tip ball. Struli comes down with it, streaks up the near sideline. Dishes to Kernvik, loses a handle on it, and Weller picks it up over to the far side to Lutzak. Lutzak back up top to Weller, steps inside, kicks it out to Filt. Filt comes near, and Struli with a shot. No good. Rebound. They're out of bounds off the Vikings. It'll be Panther ball as Castle inbounds to Maggie Denon, brings it up to the far side. Janita Johnson on the far side. Johnson up top to Castle, comes up to the point. Back pedals, dribbles, goes to the far side to Katie on the far side. She rotates up to the top of the key. Castle comes out on the far side, goes inside. That pass not very good to Kolakowski, and Kernvik takes it away. So a turnover by the Panthers. And Weller brings it across half court. She goes down to Filtz. Filtz goes cross court to Lutzak. Lutzak shot underneath the basket. Too strong, no good. Rebound, Kolakowski for the Panthers. And she kicks it out to Castle. Brings it across half court. Over to Katie Denon. Rotates to Maggie on the far side. Johnson comes up. Kolakowski at the high post. Sets the screen. Denon steps. Thinks about a three, cuts inside to her sister. The pass is tipped away by Kernvik. Actually went off the hands, they say, of Katie Denon. Out of bounds on the Panthers. Will turn the ball over with a full court press on in the backcourt to Weller. Weller dribbles to the sideline, kicks it back to Tilt. Ball gets taken away by Maggie Denon. Pass to Janita Johnson underneath. Loses a handle on it, but it gets tipped out of bounds by the Vikings. And the Panthers trying to force that ball a little bit as they try to find their wheels here. Johnson inbounds underneath the Panther basket. She finds Castle cutting in the face of Kernvik. Dish to Kolakowski. Layup shots over the rim. Rebound off the glass. Struli for the Vikings. And here come the Vikings. Get the ball up to Kernvik at half court. She puts the ball on the deck and dribbles to Struli. Struli finds Kernvik cutting, turnaround, jump shot, bank shot, no good off the rim, rebound. Johnson comes in hard for the Panthers, and a foul. Foul's called on the Vikings. Number 24, Filtz, draws the foul. First team foul. We got a substitution. Kolakowski comes out. Wertman comes in for your Panthers. And Castle inbounds the ball to Maggie Denon. No pressure, the waiting 2-3-D by the Vikings. She comes near side to sister Katie. Katie goes right then left. Finds Castle cutting. Nice, tough pass. Castle with a tall layup. Banks it off the glass. Drops it in for two. 4-0 the score. Panthers up. 5 minutes remaining in the first period. And the Panthers knock that ball out of bounds as the Vikings try to inbound. Substitution for the Vikings. Weller takes a seat, and Madsen comes in on the floor for the Vikings. Full court press on in the backcourt. She finds Kernvick. Kernvick gets tied up by Castle, dishes it off to Filtz. Filtz loses the handle. It's out of bounds. Nice turnover. It's Panther ball here, so the pressure is definitely working for the Panthers. And Johnson on the far sideline will inbound. Another substitution for the Vikings. Filtz going to take a seat. Coach going to try number 34, Johnson, on the floor, see if they can get some better ball handling going as Johnson inbounds to Maggie Denon. Maggie comes cross court to Castle. Castle near side goes to Johnson. Castle cuts. Johnson goes baseline just inside the three ball. Misses everything. Rebound Petersburg. And a travel called will turn it right over to the Panthers. It's Panther ball. And Johnson will inbound this ball underneath their basket. Time clicking. Girls got to move. And the ball's into Wertman. Wertman gets denied by Kernvick. Gets her own rebound, though, and sets up the offense. Katie Denon over to Castle. Steps into three-point territory. Banks it. No good. Gets her own rebound. Gets shoved. And shot's no good, but she's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that's on number 34. And that's on Petersburg's Johnson. The second team foul for the Panthers. 4:30 remaining in the first period. Castle at the line shooting two. Number one is good. She'll get a second shot. Trying to make it two. And it's up and no good. Rebound is into the Petersburg, but Craig takes this ball back on the pass. Shot's no good by Johnson. Rebound, loose ball, Denon. Maggie comes up with it, steps back out, pulls up for 10-foot jumper. Off the rim, no good. In the hands of Petersburg, but it bounces out of bounds. And it'll be Panther ball, I believe. We got a timeout called. And it's a 30-second by Petersburg coach. So here we are with Panthers up by 5-0. Petersburg yet to get a bucket. Two team fouls on the Vikings. None, or rather one, for the Panthers. Johnson with the only foul for the Panthers at this point. As Coach James assembles up the girls, encouraging them the good hustle and effort, just playing tough, tough defense, creating turnover after turnover, the Panthers are right now. Keeping the Vikings keeping the ball on the left side, the Panther side of the court, honestly. Most of this first quarter, 4:15 remaining. Johnson's going to inbound this one into the hands of Wertman, but a reach over the back by number 21, Lutzak, is going to draw the foul on that. Her first foul. So Johnson inbounds under the Panther basket. Still looking for help. She finds Maggie, cross-court to Melissa, down low to Wertman, shoved from behind from Kernvick, no call, shots over off the rim, no good, rebound, Vikings, back up top to Madsen, Madsen to number 34, Johnson, back up top to Struley, Struley to Johnson, playing catch, back and forth on the near side, good defense by Katie Denon, Kernvick steps out into three-point. She goes baseline and tries to work her way, but dribbles the ball out of bounds, she does, as she's using that big body to, she was working on getting positioning herself for the shot, but took her eye off the ball and dribbled right out of bounds, turns it over to the Panthers as Castle inbounds to Maggie Denon. She goes far side to Johnson. Johnson goes left and right, then Castle comes out to help out top of the key to Maggie Denon on the near side, back over to sister Katie. Katie to Johnson, good rotation, good movement. Over the far side to Castle. Castle cross court to Maggie. Maggie back up to Janina just inside the three-point. She backs up. Back to Katie on the near side. Not getting a good look underneath, so Maggie Denon pulls up for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Johnson tries to wrestle this in. Loose ball, still loose ball. Katie grabs it. Castle steps into three-point territory, bangs the rim, no good. Katie Denon on the rebound, goes inside the paint, gets The ball slapped away but gets hacked in the process. So that foul is going to be on number 12, Madsen, and the Vikings' fourth team foul. Again, the possession by the Panthers is dominating at this point and can't help but result in a foul or a turnover. So Katie Denon at the line shooting. And that one-on-one shot is good. And that'll give her another chance at the free throw line, trying to make a seven-point lead with 2:49 remaining in the first period. And Katie's shot is up and no good. Ring around the rim. We have a look like a lane violation. And that's going to turn the ball over to the Vikings. And substitution for the Panthers, Yates. Marie Yates comes on the floor. Janita Johnson takes a well-deserved breather. Full court press on in the backcourt. Inbounds to Madsen. Madsen dribbles, kicks it back to Phillips. Phillips way up court. Pass gets tipped, but number 21, Lupczak, brings it in. Takes a shot, no good, to nowhere. And Castle's going to get fouled from behind. That's by number 33, Swanson, her first foul. And that'll be the fifth team foul for the Vikings. And the Panthers will inbound from the far sideline. Katie on the near side goes inside to Wertman. Nice pass down low to Yates. Yates kicks it back out to Denon. Maggie's just inside the three-ball line. Shot's no good. Katie Denon with the putback, though. Like she knew where it was going. 8-0 to score, 2:15. As the Vikings get the ball across half court, back into the hands of Swanson up top, running point for the Vikings. She goes far side all alone. I think that was Lipsack on the shot. No good. Rebound, Madsen. Madsen comes near side, guarded by Yates, kicks it out to Phillips. Phillips with the three-ball shot. It's no good. Bounces off the rim, up and over the backboard, out of bounds. It's Panther ball. With a minute 52 in the first period, 8-0 the score, and Panthers inbounds this ball. No pressure in the backcourt as Maggie Denon brings it across half court to sister Katie on the near side, and that ball gets taken right away by number 30, the Vikings, to Swanson on a fast break up front, and Katie Denon is going to sacrifice the foul with a wise foul by number 3, Katie Denon, her first foul. While Swanson was going for the hoop, prevented the layup, but it'll give her a chance to make two here. And she'll go to the line to try to break the ice for the Petersburg Vikings here. And her shot is in. And that gets them on the big board. And she'll get a second shot. Five team fouls for the Vikings, two for the Panthers. Swanson's second shot's no good. Rebound, Wertman. Wertman gives it away, though. Number 10, Abbott comes up with the ball, kicks it out to Phillips. Phillips goes low to Lipczak. Lipczak goes inside to Kernvick, and they tie her up on the floor before the shot. She gets the foul, and that's going to be on Castle. Castle, her first foul of the ball game, so it'll be inbounds ball to the Vikings underneath their basket. As Phillips will inbound, time running out. She doesn't have anybody, and she's going to turn the ball over. Can't get the ball inbound. Great defense by these Panthers. And a young Panther squad it is, with Castle, the only senior on the floor for the Panthers. As Denon brings it across, kicks it to Castle. They go into Maggie down low in three-point territory. It bounces around the rim. No good. Kernvick and Wertman struggle for it. Wertman, the bigger gal, comes up with it. Long pass down court, almost over Abbott's head, though, and bounces out of bounds as they had numbers trying to execute a fast break, but not going to work out, and pressure finally mounted in the backcourt by the Vikings here as Castle will inbound to Denon with Abbott in the backcourt and Denon to Castle, cross court to Denon, Katie on the far side to sister Maggie, to Castle, to Marie Yates, all alone, should have gone up for the shot wide open, but didn't. Back up top to Maggie Denon, shot's no good. Kernvick pulls it down. We're going the other way with a fast break. Abbott all alone. Castle hurries up, stuffs her, denies the shot, and bounces out of bounds. Nice hustle by Castle to get back there as Abbott was all alone down court. Would have been an easy two. But right now, Panthers not making anything easy for these Vikings with the score 8-1. Bounce pass inbounds all alone. Nice cut by, I believe that was Luksak for a layup underneath, making it three. Full court press on in the backcourt by the Vikings. Panthers know how to handle this, although that bad pass to Swanson. Swanson goes up, nails the easy two layup, and Castle's going to draw the foul on that one, her second foul. So all of a sudden, the Vikings finding their groove with 25 seconds remaining in the first period. 8-5 our score, with an opportunity for Swanson to make it even closer as Yates is going to take a seat. And back into the ball game is Johnson with Swanson at the free throw. Shooting one, no good. Rebound to Nahn. Misses that one. Kicks it up to Castle. Castle across half court to Johnson. Johnson brings it up to Katie. Katie back to Johnson. Puts it on the floor. Goes inside the free throw line. That shot is blocked and then fouled. So Johnson gets a trip to the free throw line. Fouls on number 33, Swanson. And that's her second foul. 16th foul for the Vikings. And Janita Johnson will go to the line to shoot two for your Panthers. And her first shot is up and in. 9-5. And Johnson will get a second chance here to extend that lead to five with 11 seconds remaining. It's no good off the rim. Kernvick on the rebound. Kernvick to Abbott. Abbott goes far side across half court, finds Swanson, but passes it away. A bad pass. Going to cause a turnover. 3 seconds on the clock in the first period here. Denon to Maggie. Maggie to Melissa Castle, and time is going to expire on the first period. Our score, 9-5. Panthers up, and I'm going to send it back to KRBD in Ketchikan for a 60-second timeout.
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Lady Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244.
Welcome back. That's one of four quarters done here. Panthers ahead, 9-5 after an impressive possession and defensive by your Panthers to keep the ball and keep the ball out of the hands of the Vikings, but still four-point ball game here as things start up as the Panthers inbounds the ball from the far sideline. Castle comes to the near side to Maggie Denon. Back up to top to Katie, then back to the near side. Ball gets intercepted. Bad pass by Maggie. Swanson comes up with it. Shot's no good, though. I think Johnson got a hand on it. Nice tip. Nice defense to run with her. Way up top to Wardman across to Katie. Katie banks it off the rim and drops it in for two. 11-5, and full court press on in the backcourt. Abbott. Good ball handler for the Vikings. Up top to Kernvick at center court. Down to Abbott on the near side. She thinks about three, but then Johnson steps in and takes that pass away. Gives it back to Swanson, though, who puts it right in. That pass intended for Castle. And she's right there underneath her basket. Drops it in for two, 11-7. With the Panthers up. Full court press on in the backcourt by the Vikings. The Panthers handling it well. Johnson bounced past the intended to Wardman. And it gets knocked out of bounds by the Vikings. It'll be Panther ball as Abbott takes a seat. And Luksak comes back in the game for the Vikings. Johnson will inbound this ball for the Panthers. from the near from underneath their basket. Oh, bad pass out of the hands of Wertman. Swanson picks it up, heading the other way. Reverse layup is up and in for two. Swanson coming on strong for the Vikings here. Makes it a two-point ball game. 11-9, Panthers up. Denon goes, tries to go low, but we have a timeout called by Coach as that pass got thrown out of bounds by the Panthers. So nice call by Coach Vanessa James to keep possession. Not liking what she's seeing and very much wanting to adjust these girls' game at this point as the lead has been cut from an eight-point lead to two now just inside the second period. And Coach James huddling him up on the sideline here as you're starting five. Actually, Krolikowski still taking a breather, and Marie Yates on the floor now for the Panthers. It'll be Panther ball right at half court from the near sideline. Castle to Maggie. Denon. Maggie over to Katie. Castle comes back up top to take it. Goes to Marie Yates over on the far sideline. Janita Johnson finds Castle on the near side. Goes inside the paint. Dish to Katie. Denon gets shoved out. Bounce from behind, and that's going to be a foul on the Vikings. Number 13, Grace Weller. That makes seven team fouls. So now the whole second period, the Panthers are going to be in the bonus. That's seven team fouls for the Vikings. That'll send Katie Denon to the line, shooting a 1-1 for the Panthers. And her shot is off the back of the rim, into the hands of Kernvick and the Vikings. And here come the Vikings across half court, far side into Kernvick. Kernvick back to Filtz. Filtz to Weller. Weller to Filtz back low. And Kernvick cutting to the hoop, loses a handle on that pass, bounces out of bounds, turns it over to the Panthers. And it'll be Panther basketball with a full court press on in the backcourt by the Vikings. 5:59 remaining in the first half. 11-9 the ball game. 2-point game now. Panthers held the lead the whole time. And that pass by Castle is into the hands of Filtz. A bad pass, turnover. And we're going the other way now. Filtz to Struley. Struley on the near side puts the ball on the floor, tries to go low, does. To Lukzak. Lukzak back to Struley to Filtz up top. Weller all alone on the far side. Calls for the ball. Gets it. Bounces it off the rim. Into the hands of Denon. Denon finds Castle cutting. Passes behind her. She ends up saving it though. Almost taken away by the Vikings. But Panthers keep it. Now Maggie Denon sets things up. And is going to try to make something happen here. Goes near side to Katie Denon. She cuts low. Castle on the near side. Goes baseline. Nice screen by Johnson. Frees her up. That shot's over the rim, no good. Denon on the rebound. Back up top to Johnson, going to try it again. Ball gets taken away by Struley. Looks to me like Johnson shoved her to the ground after that, but no call. And the ball bounces out of bounds off the Vikings. And it'll be Panther ball. And Janita Johnson inbounds the ball underneath the basket for the Panthers. Goes way up top to Castle, top of the key, sets up, backs up, goes far side Maggie. Maggie to Katie up top now. Three ball jumper, no good, misses the rim, into the hands of Swanson and the Vikings. Full court press on in the backcourt, Swanson to Struley. Panthers having a hard time getting a shot to drop right now. Lots of shots being taken, but nothing really going in. And that's what's enabling these Vikings to whittle their way back into this game and make it a two-point ball game right now with 4:30 remaining in the first half. Kernvick on the far side dishes the ball to Struley, and that's going to be a over and back, so that's going to turn the ball over. Good defensive pressure, as always, by the Lady Panthers here. And we're going to go down to the other half where the Panthers will inbound this ball underneath their basket. 11-9 the score. Panthers up by two. Inbounds by Castle to Katie. Up top to Maggie, over to the far side to Castle. Back to Katie all alone. 10-foot jump shot is in for two. Katie Denon, 4 points in this period. 4:06 remaining. 13-9. Pressure on in the backcourt by the Panthers. And Madsen is going to lose a handle on that ball on the sideline here and turn it over to the Panthers. As Castle will inbound this ball for the Panthers on the near side in the backcourt. No pressure now in the backcourt by the Vikings as Maggie Denon brings it across half court to the top of the key. Comes near side, Katie cuts in low. Katie goes left and right, gets the ball stripped. It's loose ball. Johnson comes and helps out. Puts it on the floor over to Yates. Castle. Castle out top. Backs up. Thinks about firing, but dishes it to Denon. Maggie down low to Marie Yates. Bounce pass back up top to Katie. Across court to Castle with a long three ball off the back of the rim. No good. Into the hands of Johnson, and she gets shoved from behind by Petersburg. Number 44 it was. And I don't even have her in the book. Her first foul, I'm not sure who that is. 18 foul for the Vikings. So Johnson will go to the line with 3:28 remaining. And her first shot is good. Janita Johnson will get a second attempt now. It's 14-9. And her second shot for the Panthers is all good. Shooting 75% from the line now. And that makes the score 15-9. 3:23 remaining in the half. Here come the Vikings. Swanson from the far side. Maggie Denon reaches in. Katie Denon gets a handle on that. Ball loose. Picked up by Swanson over the far side. And Filt takes the shot into the hands of Marie Yates for the Panthers. And we're going the other way. Katie runs the ball up. Loses a handle on the ball. Marie Yates picks up, tries to go inside to Castle, does, but tied up by Kernvick, comes back out to Katie to the far side to Maggie, goes back inside, and Kernvick just reaches over Castle with the height advantage and tips it out of bounds. It'll be Panther ball. And from the far sideline, Johnson will inbound this ball for the Panthers. Janita looking for an outlet. Comes way up top, almost over the hands of Marie Yates. She's a tall girl, tall freshman. Brings it down and gives it to Maggie Denon to Katie. Katie takes her eye off the pass and loses the ball out of bounds. It's Viking ball on that turnover. We'll try to get it back in the backcourt with the full court press. Bounce pass to way up top court. Marie Yates trying to pull it in. It's a loose ball, and it's into the hands of Yates. But it's going to be out of bounds on the Vikings, and it will result in a turnover here by the Vikings. So no pressure in the backcourt. Here come your Panthers across half court. Maggie goes near side to Katie. Johnson sets the screen. Maggie pulls up for a 10-foot jumper from the corner of the free throw line. No good. Rebound into the hands of Swanson. She's all alone out front. And gets the nice layup, easy layup for two, 15-11. And that pass is to Johnson, and she just ducks out of way and lets it bounce out of bounds. So miscommunication there. And it'll be Vikings ball on that turnover. With 2:05 remaining in the half, and the Panthers double-teaming Kernvick at the top of the key, number 44 now. Going to get tied up by the Denon sisters and jump ball. Possession will go to the Vikings this time. And they will inbound the ball from the far sideline. Johnson on the far sideline for the Vikings. Inbounds to Davis. Davis gets tied up by Yates. That's number 44 taking a long ball shot. No good. Doesn't even draw iron. Castle finds Katie Denon up front. Going for a layup from the right side. Bounces it too hard off the rim. Rebound, Kernvick, and Kernvick gets fouled by Castle on the rebound, and that's going to be Melissa Castle's third foul. With a minute 39 remaining in the first half, Petersburg coach calls a timeout with a minute 39 remaining in the first half. 15-11 the score. Your Panthers holding on to that lead by four right now, trying to keep it as we go into the halftime break. Only 6 points scored by the Panthers this period. Shots not dropping. Shots being taken, but just not dropping much. Still good defensive pressure. A lot of turnovers happening this period by both teams. Keeping the the Vikings with 6 points this period as well. So as far as the period goes, six each. Putting the Vikings definitely within striking distance here. Eight team fouls for the Vikings and five team fouls for the Panthers, but the Panthers really haven't been able to capitalize much on those Viking fouls yet. Only two times getting to the free throw line on the bonus. So full court press on in the backcourt by your Panthers as the Vikings bring the ball up across half court to Struli. Struli dribbles, finds Swanson on the near side. She goes inside to Luke Davis. Davis with a shot, no good, but she's going to draw the foul and go to the line to shoot two. That foul on number 23, Yates. That's her first foul and the 16th foul for the Vikings, but that's going to send Davis to the line to shoot two. First trip to the free throw line for Davis, and the first shot bounces around and in. So she narrows the margin there, 15-12. She'll try to get another one off the back of the rim. Rebound. We have a rebound with the Panthers, but a foul called on Blue. And we're walking the distance of the court. That foul's on number 22, Davis. That's the 19th foul for the Vikings. So now Yates going to try to capitalize on that and go to the line. Her shot is off the back of the rim and then bounces up and in. Marie Yates on the board for the Panthers. Makes it 16-12. And she'll get a second shot here. And that is golden, too. Nice job by Marie Yates at the free throw line to make it 17-12 with a minute 20 in the first half. Ball gets inbounds. Full court press on. Vikings across half court. Struli down low to Davis. Davis with a shot up and over the backboard. Kernvick, nice hustle to save that out-of-bounds ball. And then Struli passes it out-of-bounds on the near sideline to turn it over to the Panthers with a minute four remaining. Katie to Sister Maggie up top to Johnson across half court. Back to Maggie to Katie on the near side. Rotates up top to Johnson. Johnson comes to the near side. Yates down low to Katie. Cross court to Maggie. Maggie to Johnson on the far side. Back up top to Katie. A lot of passes going on as they burn the clock up here. Johnson goes baseline. Comes back up top. Ball almost gets to half court. Yates saves it. Back to Katie. 28 seconds on the clock. Comes low to Maggie. Near side. Wertman steps up. Sets a screen. Nothing doing Johnson. Maggie goes inside the paint and up. Shot short. Johnson on the rebound and the shot. No good, but going to draw the foul with 15 seconds remaining in play here. That foul's going to be on number 22, Davis. That's her second. 10th team foul. Johnson was shooting, so she'll go to the line to shoot two. Her third trip to the free throw line. First shot's good. And she'll get a second shot here as she makes it 18-12. And Janita's second shot is in two. Nice shooting by Janita at the free throw line, 19-12. Full court press on in the backcourt. Vikings get it across half court. Swanson on the near side. Pass to Davis. Out of bounds. Couldn't handle it. It's Panther ball with 5 seconds on the clock here at halftime. 19-12 our score. Panthers giving themselves a little breathing room as they go into the locker room at halftime. Johnson inbounds to Katie, up to Maggie, to long cross court pass to Wertman, knocked out of bounds by Kernvick as time expires on the half. That's going to do it. It's 19-12. Your Lady Panthers ahead. I will give it back to KRBD in Ketchikan for a 9-minute halftime break.
Did you know your Craig PTSA supports a variety of activities, from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more? We need your help. Membership is only $7, and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today, and go Panthers!
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska-owned and operated since 1959. Craig Booster Club proudly sponsors Craig Panther Basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50 and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers! Underwriting support is provided by The Clothes Company. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 4 p.m. on Sundays. Located in the West Wind Plaza. Wishing the Lady Panthers the best of luck. Go Lady Panthers!
Welcome back, Panther fans. Getting ready to fire up second half action. Your Lady Panthers taking the floor. 19-12 leading over Petersburg. Took the lead from the get-go and have not given it up yet. As we start third period action here, Janita Johnson inbounds this ball to Maggie Denon. Back to Johnson. Katie on the far side now. Our girls are in white and green going left to right now, second half. As Maggie goes inside to Krolikowski, hits the ball slapped away by Kernvick as she went into the hoop. Rebound, Petersburg. And Weller brings it across half court for the Vikings over to the far side to Filtz. Filtz back up top to Weller. Weller to Strulu. Strulu back to Weller. Filtz pulls up with it just inside the three and banks it off the glass for two to get on the board first half. 19-14. Panthers still up. Pressure in the backcourt. Denon to Johnson. Johnson tries to go inside to Krolikowski, but Kernvick just so dominating inside. Slaps it away into the hands of the Vikings, and Janita Johnson goes up strong for your Panthers. Puts it in the hoop for two. 21-14. Full court press on in the backcourt by the Panthers. Filtz double team down low up to Kernvick. Kernvick over to Strulli on the far side. Hits for the hoop. Shoots. No good. Rebound. Krolikowski trying to rein that in. Gets kind of hacked from behind, but no call. It's out of bounds. Vikings ball with 6:44 remaining in the third period. And Vikings inbounds this ball underneath their basket. Bounce pass inbounds to Lutzak. Lutzak goes inside to Kernvick, and Kernvick goes up strong and gets fouled by Krolikowski. That's going to be on number 22, Krolikowski. Her first foul. Shot's no good, and Kernvick will go to the line to shoot two for the Vikings. And her first shot is in. Kernvick, that's her first point of the ball game. says a lot for the Vikings when that's her for the big girl's first point. And second shot's no good. Rebound, Johnson. 21-15, Panthers up by 6, 6:35 in the third period. Katie across half court, up top to Johnson, over to Maggie. Back to Krolikowski on the high post at the free throw line to Johnson. Ball gets slipped away. Krolikowski comes and helps. Kicks it out to Maggie. Maggie goes in the paint. High shot, no good. But she draws the foul on the shot and will go to the free throw line for the Panthers. And number 35, Kernvick, the big girl, will get that foul. And that's her first foul and the first team foul of the half. And Denon sinks the first shot. Maggie Denon at the line. Sinks the first one. Her second shot is good, too. Makes it a 23-15 ball game. Full court press on in the backcourt. Kernvick on the near side. Cross half court. Dishes it to Swanson. Swanson at the top, down low. Inside Kernvick, cutting underneath. Nice play. And it's in for up and in for two. Kernvick with a deuce, making it 23-17. Panthers met at half court by the Vikings. Castle to Johnson in midcourt. Down low to Katie Denon. Katie on the near side, up top to Castle. Thinks about a three, then hands it off to Katie. Krolikowski throws the screen. Katie goes inside to Castle. Castle gets hacked, going baseline. Shots up and no good, and draws the foul. That'll send Melissa Castle to the line. That foul on number 33, Swanson. And that's her third foul. Second team foul for the Vikings as Castle goes to the line to shoot two. First shot, no good. And Melissa will get a second shot. And that second shot is up and in. Good. 24-17 the score. Full court press on in the backcourt. Swanson across court to Struli. Struli back to Swanson. Swanson back to Struli. Bounce pass inside to Kernvick. Kicks it out to Filtz. Filtz takes a long ball. Three shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Backs out and tries it again. Gets this one ball. Nice defense by Maggie Denon. Takes that pass right out of the air. Brings it down. Kicks it out to Johnson across half court. Then goes inside to Krolikowski. Krolikowski getting beat up underneath the hoop. Took three times to get the foul called on that. And that's on number 35, Kernvick. Her second foul, 13th foul for the Vikings. As nobody, Swanson has three fouls for the Vikings and Castle three fouls for the Panthers. Krolikowski's first shot is no good. She'll get a second shot here. As Petersburg coach calls a timeout, what I was starting to say was no real foul trouble yet for either team. Only Swanson for the Vikings with three fouls and Castle on the Panthers with three fouls. Everybody else is down in two or one. Davis and Kernvick both have two fouls for the Vikings. One for Madsen, one for Weller, one for Luxak, one for Filt, one for Johnson, one for Dahl. So spread out evenly over on the Panthers side. Katie has one, Janita has one, Raven has one, Marie has one, and Castle with three. So Krolikowski is going to go back to the line for a second shot here to try to make it 25-17. Missing her first shot, first trip to the free throw line for Krolikowski. Her second shot bounces around. No good. Rebound by Castle. Castle with the putback. No good. Kernvick on the rebound. And here come the Vikings with backcourt pressure. Johnson all over. Filtz to Struli to Kernvick. Kernvick dishes it to Swanson. Swanson back low to near side to Luczak. Luczak over to Filtz, thinks about the three. Struli pulls up, fires the three. No good. Rebound. Castle. Castle coming down the near side, finds Maggie Denon on all alone. Nice pass. Nice bucket by Maggie Denon. Nice fast break, 26-17, 9-point lead for the Panthers. And here come the Vikings breaking that press. Kernvick down low to Lutzak. Lutzak, 10-foot jump shot, all net. In for two. Lutzak getting a hot hand, making it 19. Here come the Panthers. Full court press on by the Vikings. Johnson goes up hard with a layup for two. Nice job. Nice take by Johnson. And we're going the other way with the Vikings. 30, Swanson to Kernvick. Back to Swanson. And she runs right into Krolakowski. And unfortunately for Krolakowski, she had that real estate owned and occupied, but she flinched at the end and moved and draws the foul, her second foul, and that sends Swanson to the line to shoot two. No bad bucket was no good. And first shot's good. Swanson shooting about almost 50% from the free throw line with her third trip to the free throw line. She gets the first one. We'll see if she can get the second one here. And that's off the front of the rim. No good. And Janita Johnson hustles to get it, but pass is given away. Struli comes up with it to put the ball back and in for two, making it 28-22. Here come the Panthers. Janita Johnson goes to the hoop hard and draws the foul. The basket is good. Nice work by Johnson. And she's going to get to try to make it a three-pointer as that foul is on Kernvick, I believe. And that's her third foul. And the fourth team foul this half for the Vikings. So Johnson at the line to make it another one. It's no good. Rebound. Out of bounds off the Panthers. It's Viking ball. And the press is on again. Johnson for the Vikings inbounds this ball. She gives it to Lutzak. Back to Johnson. Up to Kernvick. Kernvick hands it off to Lutzak. Cross half court. Tipped away by Castle. But Struli comes and picks it up. Almost taken away by Johnson. But Swanson brings it in. Then goes to the hoop. Runs right into Workman on the floor. Nice block, defensive block by Workman. Kernvick with the putback. No good. Rebound. That was by Lipzak. Comes back from the far side and makes it two. So 30-24 with 3:04 remaining in the third period. Castle gets the ball up to Johnson all alone. Bounce pass to Workman. Workman's shot's blocked. Picked up by Danon. Katie over to Maggie. Maggie all alone for the three-pointer. Misses. Rebound Swanson for the Vikings, and Johnson takes the ball away, pulls back to three-point country. Now Katie fires a 10-footer, no good. Struli on the rebound, and the Vikings are heading the other way this time. Nice defensive takeaway by Johnson. I love the defensive play by her. And that ball almost whacked away. Wow. And we get a train wreck right here at the top of the key. Johnson and Swanson going for the ball and headbang each other. I think Johnson's going to take a seat. She busted a lip, maybe, and Swanson busted a head. Referees are wiping up the floor. I think everybody's okay, moms, but train wrecks do happen. And both of them are going to take a quick seat and substitute. No foul call, just everybody playing for the ball here with 30-24 remaining in the ball game. 30-24 the score. Panthers up by six. 2:28 remaining in the third period. And it's going to be out of bounds ball. Petersburg Vikings will inbounds this from the far sideline. Filth into Madsen. Madsen and Abbott. Abbott in the game. Takes a shot. No good. Loose ball. Filth saves it. Kicks it out to Abbott. Abbott bounces to Kernvick underneath, turnaround shot, no good, gets her own rebound, puts the ball back in for two, and you heard the whistle, draws the foul. That foul going to be on the Panthers, number 23, Marie Yates, her second foul, fourth team foul this half for the Panthers, and Coach James is going to call a timeout here, try to regroup, give these girls a breather. with 2:13 remaining in the third period. 30-25. Or is that 26? I'm not sure right now. I got 26 in the book. 30-26 the score. Panthers up by 4. And Vikings trying to capitalize on a little momentum here. With Wortman, Castle, Yates, and the Denon twins on the floor for the Panthers. And this will... Carolyn Kernvick will go to the line for the Vikings, shooting her one prior trip to the free throw line, shooting 50% right now for the Vikings. And her shot is no good. Wortman on the rebound to Castle. Castle comes across half court, guarded by Abbott. She goes near side Katie. Wortman comes out, sets the screen. And Katie Denon going to be called for traveling and turn that basketball over to the Vikings here. And Filtz from the near sideline. Inbounds to a full court press. Filtz looking for Abbott, finds her. Ball gets taken away, slapped out of bounds, and loses the handle on it. We'll turn it right back over. Good defense by the Panthers here. I think that was Katie Denon getting the handle on that ball. And it'll be Panther ball to Sister Maggie, back to Katie. Katie up top to Melissa, fires a three, gets tipped, and called for the foul at the last minute. Nice shot by Melissa. That foul's going to be on number 10, Abbott. Her first foul makes it the 15th foul and sends Melissa Castle to the line to shoot three. And at this point, Melissa shooting 50%. Bangs her first one. And she'll get two more. Second shot is good. And she'll get a third try here to see if she can make it 33. And she does. Golden. Nice job by Melissa Castle. 33-25 with a minute 48 in the third period. Here come the Vikings. Abbott to Kernvick to Filtz. Still in the backcourt. Filtz dribbles into Denon. Denon gets a handle on that ball. And it's a fight for the on the floor. Denon comes up with it, turns around on her back, hands it off to Castle. Now Denon, now Maggie gets tied up, and it's a jump ball called with Abbott on the floor hanging off the ball. And possession will go to the Vikings. And they'll get a chance to try to bring it down court again. And the Panthers will try for another turnover with a backcourt press on Filtz to Kernvick. Kernvick back to Filtz, guarded by Yates. Yates comes up, and Maggie Denon double team out over to Swanson, and again, a bad pass out of bounds off intended for Swanson. Bounces out of bounds, and it's Panther ball. Good defense by the Lady Panthers here as Katie inbounds to Sister Maggie. Back to Katie. She goes low. Cross court to Yates. That pass not good. Gets intercepted by Filtz, but Marie Yates hustles it down, pulls it in, and ties up between Maggie and Marie. Tie up Filtz. Jump ball possession. It's our turn. Panther basketball on the far side. With a minute 3 remaining in the third period. 33-25 our score. Panthers up. Oh, that pass behind Wortman and into the hands of Petersburg, so that's a gimme. Struli across half court to Swanson. Bounce pass into Kernvick. Kernvick in position, and they give her the bucket, and they give Wortman the foul. And she'll go to the line to make it and one. That is on Paisley Wortman, number 13, her first team foul, fifth team foul for the Panthers. And Kernvick going to the line to shoot one, and it's good. Kernvick coming on strong in this third period. 8 points so far. And here come your Panthers across half court. Katie brings it up top to Melissa. Melissa down low. Maggie goes inside, steps up, kicks it back out to Katie, steps into the corner of the free throw line, makes it. Denver 2. 35-29. 26 seconds on the clock in the third period. Struli on the far side kicks it back out to Filt. That pass is out of bounds as the ref jumps out of the way of that ball, not to slow it down. Does a good job. Nice move by the ref to get out of the way, and it's Panther ball. And Magidon on with 19 seconds on the clock in the third period will inbounds to Katie. Katie looking to the near side, then goes far side to Katie, to Maggie. Maggie goes in the paint, drive, shot too hard off the glass, off the rim, but she comes up with her own rebound, kicks it back to Katie off the front of the rim. Marie Yates pulls it down, kicks it out to Castle for the three-banger, off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound Struli and the Vikings as time expires on the third period. 35-29, your Panthers up. As I turn it back to KRBD and Ketchikan for a 60-second timeout.
Support for Panther basketball comes from Tyler Rental in Craig, with equipment and tools for all your construction and home repair needs. Now featuring Milwaukee power tools, steel chainsaws, Subaru generators, and all your welding and safety supplies. Tyler Rental, supporting our student activities. This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season.
Take it back here. Welcome back. Fourth and final period of this Region 5 ladies basketball tournament here with the Craig Panthers up 35-29. Going in strong to the fourth period here. The only bad news is that the Vikings won that third period, outscoring the Panthers 17-16. And hopefully that trend, that tide won't continue. And it'll be Vikings ball inbounds from half court on the far side with 8 minutes on the clock here left to play. This winner of this game will go on to play tomorrow at 11:15 a.m. And Viking inbounds the ball to the far side. Filtz gets it into Lutzak. She gets hacked, and that foul is going to be on the Panthers. Number 3, Katie Denon, and that's her second foul. 16 foul for the Panthers, and the Vikings will inbounds again. Filtz from the far side to Weller. Weller gets double-teamed back to Filtz. She pulls up for a three-banger. It's banked off the glass in the rim. No good. She gets her own rebound, puts it back. No good. Kernvick on the putback for two. 35-31, and here come the Panthers. No press on. Katie Denon on the near side. Pass to a cutting Castle. Goes up strong. Shot's no good, but she's going to get a free trip to the free throw line as she gets hacked by number 35, Kernvick. And that's what you want to see if you're a Panther fan. That's her fourth foul. So Kernvick in foul trouble now as Castle goes to the line. And yet again, Golden at the line with that first shot. She'll get a second shot now and try to make it two, and she does. 37-31. And here come the Vikings with full court press on. Swanson down low. Kernvick ball gets passed away. Denon comes up with it for the Panthers, and we're going the other way. Maggie across half court to Johnson. Pulls up, fires a three. Off the front of the rim, no good, as Castle tries to hustle it down, and it's out of bounds. She can't get to it in time. And it'll be Viking ball. And girls are a little slow getting back. Kernvick all alone going to the hoop strong. Shot's no good. As Coach James talking to the girls, had all their attention, and Petersburg just runs right by them. That foul is on Yates, number 23, her third foul. That puts the Vikings in the bonus. Kernvick goes to the line to shoot. First shot's good. Thirty-two. She'll get another shot here, trying to make it 33 in a four-point ball game with 7:05 remaining on the clock. Second shot's in and out. No good. Rebound. Filtz pulls it down, and they're going to do it again. Near side, Filtz gets tied up. Cross court to Weller. Weller puts the ball on the floor and loses a handle on it out of bounds off of Weller and the Vikings, and it'll be Panther ball. Again, no press on in the backcourt by the Vikings. Denon brings it across half court to Katie. Katie over to Castle. Castle backs up, comes to center court to Katie. Katie to Maggie down low. Nothing doing, no looks. Yates comes out up top. Far side Castle pulls up for the three-banger off the front of the rim, short, no good. And train wreck here at the top of the key. A foul going to be called on the Panthers. And that's on Katie Denon. Her third foul. That's the 18th foul. We're going to walk the court and go shoot some free throws at the other end now. 37-32 the score. Panthers up by 5, 6:26 on the clock. We're going to get a timeout called by Coach James and the Panthers. And the Petersburg Vikings are going to get an attempt at two free throws here. Well, possibly. So getting into a little foul trouble with Kernvick with four fouls and Swanson with three fouls for the Vikings, and both of those, actually, the bulk of the Vikings' points, thanks be to Kernvick and Swanson, so either one or both of them, if they were to leave the game at this point, the Panthers would not mind that a bit. Over on the Panthers' side, we've got Katie Denon with three, and Marie Yates with three, and Melissa Castle with three. And Castle Johnson and Katie Denon, the big point scorers for our Panthers. So here we go. That puts Swanson at the line for the Vikings, shooting a 1-1. And she's been shooting, she's a little less than 50%. Her first shot is banked off the glass and good. So she's at 50% now, and she'll try to better it right here with a second shot and try to make it 34. Too strong, too hard, loose ball, nice hustle, out of bounds off of Castle as Swanson was going for it, creating that turnover, and it'll be Viking ball underneath their basket here, 37-33, 6:23 remaining in the ball game. Both teams very much in this, very much fighting, going for it. And that ball gets tipped by Johnson. Loose ball, Swanson comes up with it for the Vikings. Kicks it out to Struley. Struley goes to Swanson. Swanson goes inside to Kernvick. Ball gets slapped away by Yates. Nice defensive play. It's knocked out of bounds off the Panthers. But Kernvick was going to the hoop. She did her spin around and was going to the hoop. But Yates knocks it away. And Diltzel inbounds from the underneath the basket, kicks it over to Lutzak, goes inside to Kernvick. Kernvick does what she does best and banks it off the glass and in for two. 37-35. And here come the Panthers across half court. Katie Denon gets tied up by Struley. Janita Johnson from the free throw line, no good. Rebound Swanson and Struley. Struley up to Lutzak. Lutzak holds up, takes the shot. It's short. Rebound Yates, kicks it out to Castle. Castle going the other way, and the Panthers pulls back, dribbles the ball, calls some plays, and moves to the left side, throws it over to Katie Denon. Katie Denon goes in the paint, dishes it over to Yates. Yates back out top to Maggie. Maggie on the paint goes inside behind a screen from Yates and puts it up and in. Nice work by Maggie Denon to get the bucket. 39-35, and here come the Vikings. Full court press on. Kernvick comes to center court. Katie gets a hand on it, but Filtz pulls it in. Now double team. Katie comes over, takes it away, wraps her up. Jump ball called. Possession goes to our Panthers. And nice hustle, nice work by Katie to create that turnover. Castle into Maggie. Maggie to Katie. Katie, screened by Johnson. Katie dishes it to Yates. Yates back up top to Denon. Katie to Castle. Castle goes in the paint in front of Kernvick. Kernvick dishes, stuffs that. Swanson comes up with the rebound, but then travels with it. And Panthers get a break as momentum and the ball was heading the other direction. So nice help there after a turnover. And Johnson will inbounds for the Panther underneath their basket. Oh, she missed a nice cutting. Yates underneath gets the ball out to Denon. Shot's no good. Maggie with the putback. Shot's no good. Kernvick on the rebound and will draw the foul. Panthers. And that's on Castle. We're walking the court now. Kernvick will set up to do a one-and-one. 19 fouls for the Panthers. Kernvick goes to the line, who's been shooting about 50% from the line. Castle's going to come and take a breather. Wertman comes in for the Panthers. And 4:44 remaining in the game, 39-35, as Kernvick tries to whittle away at it, and she does. Makes it a three-point ball game. And she'll get a second attempt here to make it a two-point, and she does. So Kernvick with two. It's 39-37. And here come the Panthers, lose the ball with a steal by Lipzak. And then Marie Yates comes right back and takes it away and puts it in for two. Nice defensive play by Yates, 41-37, Panthers up. That bounce pass goes into the hands of Filtz over on the far side. Layup's no good. Yates skying for that rebound, pulls it down, hands it off to Katie. Katie brings it across half court. I'm sorry, Maggie. Maggie to Katie. Katie on the right side trying to lose the ball. Struly getting a handle on it. She gets it back. Katie over to Janita. Janita Johnson. Comes back to Yates. Yates rotates up top down to Maggie on the near side. Maggie back up top to Marie over to Johnson. Johnson gets the ball slapped away. Almost taken away, and Struly going for the ball. Gonna call, get called for the foul. Number 11. Her first foul. And finally, the Panthers get a trip to the free throw line with the seventh team foul for the Vikings with 3:46 remaining in the ball game. Janita Johnson will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. And her first shot is good. Janita Johnson shooting almost 75% from the free throw line. This is her fifth trip to the line. Her second shot's no good. Rebound, Yates. Yates trying to pass to Wertman. And bounces out of bounds and will turn it over to the Vikings. Not that they ever had possession after that shot, but good hustle by the Vikings as the Petersburg coach will call a timeout. Our score 42-37. Panthers holding on to that lead, have had the lead the entire game, has not changed hands once. But Petersburg just about always been within striking distance, and no doubt they'd love to strike right here, right now, with a couple minutes remaining in the ball game. Foul's definitely going to become a factor here with Kernvick with four and Swanson with three. They're two big point scorers. On the Craig side, Castle with four, and Yates and Denon, Katie Denon, with three each. So coaches remaining, leaving Castle on the bench for the time being with Wertman, Maggie, Katie, Johnson, and Yates on the floor. And the Vikings will take the ball inbounds underneath. In the backcourt, full court press on. Ball gets into Swanson. Swanson over to Filtz. Fields back to Swanson. She goes sideline, finds Struli. Struli goes to the floor. Ah, and should have been a charge call, but Paisley moved with it, so Paisley Wertman going to be called on the foul on that one. I think she was definitely set, but she must have thrown a hip, and gets called for the foul. Struli will go to the line, shooting two, I believe, with 3:32 on the clock. Struli's first shot is a little hard off the back of the rim, no good. Her first trip to the free throw line this game. She'll get a second attempt here. Wertman's second foul. And Struli's shot is up and banks it off the glass and in for one. Makes it a four-point game, 42-38. Pressure on in the backcourt by the Vikings. Denon, Maggie across half court, hands it off to Katie. Katie goes left to Johnson. Wertman comes out with a screen. Johnson over to Maggie. Maggie on the near side pokes in, hands it off to Katie. Katie again reverses, goes inside. No help down below, though, so back up top to Janita Johnson. Over to the far side to Maggie. Maggie to Katie up top. Wertman with the screen. Goes inside, kicks it to Johnson. Johnson now goes in the paint, shoots over Kernvick and makes it. Nice shot by Janita Johnson, and needed that two-pointer right then. A steal underneath. Johnson on the press. Down low, Yates is going to be called for traveling as she goes up and down and doesn't let go of the ball. So 44-38 the score, and Castle will come back into the game at this point for Wertman. 2:46 on the play clock here, and inbounds by Petersburg. Full court press on Kernvick, cross half court. Yates coming from behind, tries to take it away, doesn't. Lipzak to Filtz with a 10-footer off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound Struli. Struli with a 5-footer, and it's up and in for two. That's a nice shot by Struli. 44-40 the score. Pressure in the backcourt by the Vikings as the Panthers bring the ball up. Castle cool and calm across half court on the far side. Gets handled by Struli, down low to Yates. Yates back up top from the free throw line. Katie Denon rolls it out. No good. Rebound off of Panthers. Castle didn't like the call. I'm not sure she's not right. It looked like it might have gone off of the Vikings. So 2:09 remaining in the ballgame. 44-40, and Lipzak inbounds for the Panthers. Kernvick comes and helps out. Back to Lipzak. Lipzak gets tied up, back to Kernvick in the middle, loses the ball. Unfortunately, Denon helped her with a shove from behind. That foul on number 11, Maggie Denon, and that's just her first foul, so she's got four more to burn here. But that will send Kernvick, who's a pretty good free throw shooter right now, to the line, and her first shot is in and good. And that makes it a three-point ball game. She'll get a second shot now. And her second shot is up and in, making it a two-point ball game. 44-42, press on in the backcourt. Mini 56 remaining in the ball game. Denon up to Johnson as Filt comes and swipes that ball out of bounds. It'll remain Panther ball at half court. Katie will inbound this right below us at half court into Maggie. Maggie walks it to center court, goes inside strong, up and in, no good. Rebound Yates, back to Castle. Castle finishes it 46-42. Full court press on in the backcourt with a 1:33 on the play clock. This ball gets tied up at center court. Filtz gives it to Kernvick. Kernvick to Lipzak, 10-foot jumper. No good. Off the rim, Kernvick goes up strong, and the putback is no good. Yates slaps it away. Katie Denon out front. It's a foot race. Denon going to the hoop, lays it up and in for two. 48-42 with a 1:10 on the play clock. We're going the other way. Swanson on the far side barrels into Katie Denon. Maggie Denon. Denon going to be called on the foul, number two for her. number 10 for the team. And that's going to send Swanson to the line to shoot. Double bonus now for the Vikings. And Swanson's first shot is no good. Swanson shooting almost 50%, a little less now. She'll get a second shot now. And her second shot is no good. Rebound. Wow, Kernvick really hustling. I thought she was over the back. Out of bounds off of Kernvick, trying to pull in that rebound. Castle inbounds, backcourt press on by the Vikings. Castle goes way cross court. Katie's not. Swanson knocks it away. Yates picks it up. Gets hacked by Swanson, number 33. That's a foul on number 33, Swanson. Her fourth foul. That's the 18th foul, so we're walking to the line. I think we're going to spend some time at the free throw line here for this last minute of the ballgame. 59 seconds on the play clock now. 48-42 our ballgame. And Yates gets an opportunity at the line with a 1-1, and her first shot is no good. Rebound, Vikings. Struley up to Filt. Filt loses the pass. Denon picks it up, finds Yates out front. Yates trying to get the ball to Johnson, but gets fouled by Struley in doing so. And again, we're going to the line. And ninth team foul, so Yates at the line with a 1-1. Her third trip to the free throw line, shooting 66% from her three chances. This will be her first attempt, and she makes it. She'll get a second shot now. Nice shooting by Marie, 49-42 our score. And Yates at the line for number two, and it is up and in. So Yates giving a little breathing room, 50-42, 8-point ball game. That ball gets taken away. Yates picks it up to Maggie Denon. Maggie Denon gets fouled by Struley, her third foul, and that's the 10th team foul. So we're in the double bonus now. Two shots for every foul, both going both ways with 43 seconds on the clock. Petersburg coach will call a timeout as time is running out on the Vikings, with an 8-point lead by the Panthers. So let me tell you now that if the Craig Panther ladies hang on to this lead, they are going to win this ball game, and they are going to play tomorrow morning, Thursday, at 11:15 a.m. They will play the winner of the next ladies game, which is between Mount Edgecombe and Metlakatla. So you'll be able to tune in right here on KRBD Live and listen in on that game tomorrow, Thursday, at 11:15 a.m. The boys haven't lost earlier this morning. The Panther boys, they will be not playing again until Friday at 9:45 a.m. So Maggie Denon at the free throw line for the Panthers. Her first shot is no good. And she'll get a second shot now with a double bonus. Shooting 66%. Her second shot is good. Makes it a 9-point lead. Full court press on in the backcourt. Abbott streaking out, trying to pull down a pass. She does. But Marie Yates slaps that pass out of bounds, and it'll be Viking ball. On the far side, Swanson inbounds for the Vikings up to Struley. Struley back to Swanson. Swanson gets that ball tapped away by Denon. Back to Swanson. It's a loose ball, and it's over and back call. That'll turn the ball over. Nice defense by the Panthers with 25 seconds remaining in the ball game here. 51-42, your Lady Panthers making it convincing now as time is running out. for these Vikings in this game. It'll be an inbounds ball by Johnson in front of the Panther bench. She finds Maggie. Maggie comes to the near sideline, loses the handle on, kicks it out to Katie, over to Marie. Marie back to Katie. Katie goes inside the paint, gets shoved from behind. Shot's no good. Fouls on Struli again, using up her fouls. Number four for her sends Katie to the line to shoot two and a double bonus. Katie's first shot is in. Icing on the cake now makes it a 10-point ball game, 52-42. Katie's second shot is golden. 11-point ball game. Inbounds. Full court press still on, as it has been the whole game by the Panthers. These ladies working hard. They break it. They get down to Abbott on the far side. She takes a shot. It's tipped. Kernvick gets the rebound and the putback and the bucket. As time expires on the ball game here, your Lady Panthers victorious here. Final score, 53-44. Lady Panthers win. So with this victory, the Lady Panthers will advance and play tomorrow, Thursday at 11:15. And it'll be against the winner of Mount Edgecombe versus Metlakatla, which is later today at 3. I'll give you a quick rundown stat score here. Scoring for your Lady Panthers. Seven for Maggie Denon. Fourteen for Janita Johnson. 6 for Marie Yates. 13 for Melissa Castle. Total of 53 points scored here. Want to thank everybody at KRBD for working with us in the control room back there. Deb, Nathan, and my name is Ken Owen. We'll be bringing you live tomorrow again at 11:15 for Lady Panther basketball. Guys are going to play on Friday. We will see you then. Join us then. Have a great day. See you on the radio.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season.